Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dilahi, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to use behaviors and attached properties to solve some of the common problems when we develop XamarinForms applications that use the MVVM design pattern. The problem is that when you have a command and they want to bind that command in a button, that's feasible through the command property in the XAML code of that button. But with some controls like the list view, we don't have a command property inside the list view item. So what we do is that we call the command through the code behind of the item selected or item tapped event handlers. But it could be really nice and helpful if we do have a command property inside the list view so that we can bind our command to that command property directly without going through the code behind. And that's what we'll be building through the behavior and attached property. Here I do have a simple MVVM application which have a main view model. The main view model have a list of products. This list of products will be shown in my in a list view, in my view. Then I do have a selected product so that when the user selects one of these products, that product will be bound to the selected product. Then we have a purchased products which will show all the products that the user have chosen. That operation is done through the select command, which will take the selected product in each time the user click on that product, and it will add it to the purchased products. Here we want to bind this select command in our view. For that, here in the main page, where here I am binding to this main page to the main view model, and I'm binding the purchased products and the list of products available here. Then if I want to access that command, the select command, I should create an item selected event handler, and from the code behind here for that event handler, I access or I call my select command and pass the parameter. This is not an elegant code, as now we do have behaviors. So instead of using this, we'll use behaviors. So let's start by creating our first behavior. So here the behaviors are available under listview.behaviors, and we can set multiple behaviors. So let's start by creating the first one. I'll go to my project and add a new behavior or a new class. Let's call it item selected behavior. Let's make it a public class, and a behavior, it should inherit from behavior of list view, because here we want to use this behavior from our list view. The behavior should have should override the two parameters for attaching or unattaching to, and the second method it should override, which is on detaching to or on detaching from. Those methods will be used to subscribe to the item selected event handler coming from the list view. Here we can access the list view through the bindable variable here. So let's use the bindable to access the selected or the item selected event handler. Then we'll subscribe to a method that will be fired in each time the user selects a new product.
We call it bindable on item selected. Of course, we need to unsubscribe from that method whenever we leave this list view. So we say bindable.item selected, then we do unsubscribe. Great, now from within this this method here, we can invoke the command coming from the main view model, and we can access that command through the variable sender right here. Sender here is the list view. It's an object that will contain the list view coming from my view. So let's first cast or convert my sender, my object, to a list view. So let's call it lv equal sender as list view. Then we can access the binding context of that list view and say as main view model. So we are converting that to a view model. Then we'll hold the property in a variable called VM. As now we do have access to the view model, then we can access our select command, saying select command dot execute and pass null parameter. We can access that select command from this behavior, so that from here I can say in the list view behaviors I want to use that item selected to command behavior. I can access it through my local, because local here it contains my namespace, which is Xamarin Informs behaviors, and that's the same namespace in which I have my class item selected to command behavior. So from here I can say local and use my behavior from here. So now it's like I have a list of behaviors attached to my list view, and one of them is the item selected to command behavior that will invoke the select command. Great, now let's run this application and let's add a breakpoint to the command to make sure that it will be executed. So the user selects one of the products, and here we do have the breakpoint from the select command. Now we did solve it part of the problem, because here we are not anymore writing code behind to access that command, but instead we are delegating that responsibility to the behavior right here. But what if now, if I want to reuse my behavior, and when I reuse it, maybe I do have some other main view models and some other commands. So this code here will not help me to reuse this behavior. Instead, what we can do, we can use attached properties to pass as a parameter the command. So let's do that. Here I create an attached property. I'll use code snippets. I prepared one here, call it bindable property. So the code snippets here provided me this code for a command for a bindable property, call it command property. We'll use the bindable property object to create a bindable property. We'll call it command, so that in my XAML code I just type command and it will be recognized by the in my XAML code. That command property is of type iCommand. Then the declaring type is the type of my class here. The command also comes with a property of type iCommand that will just get and set that command. So now that we have that command, we just need to execute it in the bindable unselected event. So let's call command execute with null parameter. Great, let's run this application. Select one item, but here we do have an exception saying that my command is null. Why is that? That's because here in the XAML we didn't pass a command property. So we can do that here by calling the command, and note that here now I do have a command inside my list view, so I can invoke that command, and I also can do data binding to the command I want. Here I'll bind the select command. Run the application again. Select one product, but also I do have null reference exception because here there is another step to do when we want to bind two commands, which is updating the binding context. So on my unattached and undetached methods, I go and subscribe to the binding context changes coming from my list view. So I do bindable dot binding context change it and create a new method for the context change it. You don't forget to unsubscribe from that method. Bindable dot binding context change it minus equal binding context changed. Great, now from within the bindable on binding context changed method, right here we'll go and just update the binding context to say equal to the binding context of my list view, because my list view holds the binding context of all the page. So here I access my list view, call it lv equals sender as list view. Then I'll just use the list view's binding context. Now let's run this app. Select one product. And here it is, all the products are added to the list view, or to this list of products. You can find the source code of this app that we built today in GitHub. Here, if you go to my GitHub repo, you can find all the source code for the app with the bindable or with the behaviors. So I hope this video was helpful for you, and thank you.